Welcome to Grounding Ascension, where we explore topics around activating and integrating our I Am presence, coming back to our true selves. I am your host, Celeste Gluz. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Grounding Ascension via the Feminine. Today, I have a wonderful, lovely rose sister by my side, and it is such an honor, such a pleasure to have divinely met one another just recently, and how we've been brought together at this time specifically to do very incredibly sacred and humbling work of the womb. So I have Sherazade Anya with me, and we're going to be talking about the womb nonetheless, and processing, integrating trauma, moving through that, and what tools to use for this kind of work, and then everything in between, everything that comes with walking this path of the feminine or the rose, and being on this earth at this time, being initiated to do some deep, deep work, right? Like, we're all called at some level. So I'm going to hand over the mic to Sherazade. If you can just give us an intro, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you into this work.
Thank you, Celeste. Yeah, it's such a deep honor to be here sharing this space with you and to speak through today of just what has been such a focal point of my journey and the work that I'm bringing into the world, and finding the resonance between your work and really what we're here to do. So the path of the womb called to me through various avenues, really just a deep call for me to enter more deeply into my own body. And it was my own womb that called for me to start to dive into her, to hear her, and to begin the journey of descent deeper into my body. And, you know, I have had my own personal experiences of sexual trauma in my childhood, with womb losses that were a miscarriage and abortion, and really these were stored deeply within my womb. I had been on a journey of healing trauma within myself for quite some time, and on my spiritual awakening journey for quite some time. And it was really the time that I started to recognize the call to go deeper into my body, deeper into my womb.
So let's stop right there. And because we were going over some of your history before, and it's so fascinating because you said, yes, you had trauma, and you did have your own spiritual journey, and yet at some point you were called to do this kind of work. So just to inform our listeners a little bit, were you aware, or did you have the memories of the trauma growing up?
Yeah, so in my childhood, I had physical abuse and domestic violence, and that was very much remembered, and that was what I had been spending most of my time healing and making sense of, really integrating all of those parts back into myself. The sexual trauma that I had experienced in childhood was repressed, and that was not awakened until I was deep into my womb journey.
Very interesting. So you were called to do womb work before you actually had the memories of what was lying in your womb.
Yes, yeah. I am completely astounded, and every day just blown away by the magic and the force of consciousness that lives within my own body. My womb literally was guiding me to her to unlock and to free myself from these deeply repressed memories that were living in my body, and guiding me and showing me exactly how to do so. And through the journey of bringing me deep into that has only unlocked more gateways into this world that truly is an experience of embodiment, more so than you can put into words.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because I love this stuff. Because we understand, right? We're using these words, and sometimes I understand that when we use these words, it could be, it could throw people off a little bit, right? So yeah, our womb called us to do this work, but you were already on a spiritual journey before you're saying that the womb called you, is that correct?
Yes, yeah. So my spiritual journey to me awoken at the beginning of 2011, and what that looked like for me was expanding the consciousness of myself in ways that moved beyond what I had been taught through my life. So, you know, I was introduced to and weaved with organized religion, mainstream Christianity for most of my life, where I was indoctrinated in a sense. I was taught what to believe and what life was. And through my spiritual awakening, all of those layers started to shed. And I started to recognize there was a force and there was an existence of life beyond what I had actually been told. And so it became a path of exploration. And for most of those years prior to going deeply into the body and into my womb, I lived very much still outside of my body. I, you know, would have these profound meditations and, you know, accessing my higher self and my guides. And I felt very called to like tarot cards and oracle cards and astrology and, you know, all of these things that are so beautiful and so magical. But it was still outside of my body. And although I was on a healing journey and accessing the trauma in different ways, the actual lived experience of going deep into my body and feeling the emotions and expressing them and moving them out of my body was still yet to be made. That's what the womb journey really initiated for me.
So let's talk about this, because like we were sharing earlier, I have a very similar experience where I was deep in this spiritual journey and we're like, wow, we're riding high. Like, look at us. We're, you know, this is me, like my ego talking, right? Like, and at that time, like, wow, we're so like huge, right? We're cosmic and we have all these parts of ourselves that are outside of the physical. Like, we really don't even need the physical, right? Because we're so incredibly huge and divinely, you know, just... To me, it was a very cosmic type of experience with my spiritual journey. But let's talk about what happened when we are in that journey of spiritual awakening. And like you're saying, we get the visions, we get the meditations. We're like, wow, I'm so much more than just my physical body. And like, it's like the external world of the unseen becomes so big, and it's almost like a concert. It's like a light show. It pulls you so deeply because it's so fascinating and it's so different than what we ever were told, right? That it almost turns destabilizing. I know it was for me very destabilizing. It took me completely out of my body, and it was the call of the womb that brought me back in. So can you share some words about the difference, or maybe the journey of going from that expanded consciousness, cosmic self understanding, we are the universe, and then yet having that humbling experience of the feminine coming in and saying, my child, do not forget you are human, and I am in your womb and you are physical. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your journey. I find such resonance with that. And yeah, I feel, you know, this term ascension is spoken about and weaved through, and there's so many different ways of interpreting what that means, and I feel, you know, that's unique to each person. For me personally, I see us collectively moving towards a new way of operating on every single level. And for a very long time, ascension to me, I thought, oh, we're moving into a new earth and I'm going to transcend this body and we're anchoring like a different frequency here. But ultimately, it was like I was feeling as if this body and this earth was something that I wasn't meant to really be in. And I was like feeling the expansiveness of my multidimensional self connecting in with all these parts of myself that exist outside this realm of this world. And simultaneously seeing this world, and that became like the separation started to get grander as I started to feel expansive and notice all the magic that exists outside of this world, and then taking a look at what takes place in this world, it was even more of a deep sense of not wanting to be here. And so the call of the womb was a call to come back and be here, and recognizing we are meant to be here on this earth for a reason, and we are meant to be in our bodies. and that there are so much capacities of magic that live within our own body. And the body is not to be transcended, but to be utilized, to be integrated, and to be lived through. And we're really not leaving here. We're not leaving this earth. We're not up and awaying. We're actually going so deeply into ourselves to be a lived embodiment of what we hope to see in this world. That was the shift for me, was instead of feeling like I wanted to just leave this space and place, now I feel, oh, I am wanting to bring all of that magic, that wonder, all the multidimensional parts of myself that exist beyond, and focalize it right here in my body so that I can live more anchored in my heart and really live and bring that magic through with every person that I meet to shift this earth and to ground that vision here.
Yeah, so what was the point for you? Because I know for me, what brought my spiritual journey of that ascension of like out of body experience down into the physical was the experience of having an abortion. Mm. And that, as life-shattering as that was, it was the biggest gift of my life. So what part of your spiritual journey, and by the way, when I was having that experience, it was like, this is so unspiritual, right? Like this is to be shamed. Like this is not to be talked about. And even in spiritual communities, that wasn't a topic. I didn't know who to turn to because mm-hmm. it was just, oh yeah, that physical thing that women do. Yeah, just, you know, sort of get over it kind of thing. And I knew that was not going to be the end of it for me. But it was like, well, that's not a spiritual thing, right? So let's not talk about that. Yet that was the best medicine and the biggest medicine that I've ever received in my entire life. And without that, who knows, like you said, like you were sharing earlier, and I'm sure you'll say it again, like without certain medicine, you could have ended up in the hospital. And same thing for me, like that's how out of body I was. So what point in your journey or what memories do you have when you were in this like cosmic awareness and then boom, the womb called in and it was like, I must turn within, right? Because in the spiritual, at least in my experience, in the spiritual community and that spiritual process, there wasn't in my field mentors or guidance, even though I was working with the divine feminine and teachers in that realm, there weren't people that were guiding me towards the womb, right? There was absolutely, it was like one curtain open, one curtain close, next chapter kind of thing. And so, yeah, it was very all of a sudden. Mm. So how was it for you?
Yeah. Well, just want to take a moment to honor you, honor your journey and every part of your journey here on this earth that's brought you to this point. And, you know, we share in the resonance of the lived experience of having an abortion. That occurred for me earlier on in my spiritual awakening, that first year of me really awakening to this new part of my life. I got pregnant and the individual was not able to be present with me. And, you know, sometimes we're faced with these decisions, these life-altering, timeline-shifting decisions that ultimately lead us exactly where we're meant to be. And though at that time there was no support for some experience like that, it was highly traumatic for me. And for me, I really just wrapped that part of me up and pushed it to the side. You know, went home a few days later, back to work, and really tried my best not to think of it again. And again, that was living disconnected from my body, from myself. It was like I then spent the next like 6 years living from my head up, really, you know, and as I started to expand this magic and the wonder and living beyond the veil, there's only so much that you can do before you're called to really be with yourself. I truly believe that this ascension process is a call to come back to yourself, to love yourself in every part of you. And so we are going to be called to be with self. And so I landed up having a sexual experience with a partner at the time and having to take the morning after pill. And just in taking the morning after pill, it re-triggered all of the memories of the abortion. Like it felt as if I was living through the abortion again just by taking that pill. It was like that energetic knowing within my body of the step that I was taking. And I it was almost as if my body was showing me what was still living within me. I couldn't run from myself. And that's the main thing, is that we really are not able to run from ourselves. Eventually, inevitably, we are called to be with ourselves. And so here comes the trigger of this abortion. It's still living within me. I land up getting really sick and having this fever. And in my fever, I have these visions of what is coming through called womb awakening. The term womb awakening and womb, and see me opening this center for healing for women and facilitating womb awakening. And after I recovered from that, I was like, I have no idea what that is. I've never heard, even the word womb was foreign to me. I mean, I know uterus. I know the physiological parts. I did not even know about womb. And like you shared, I had gone to divine feminine gatherings. I went to this beautiful yoga gathering honoring the divine feminine, never spoke about the womb. So that was completely a new path for me, something I didn't even know existed. And, you know, as I just prayed and was ushered into myself, then came the path of womb awakening through Ezra and Saren Bertrand, the authors of Womb Awakening, and they had a 9 to 10 month apprenticeship, and everything in my body. So it was like my body in that trigger began to become awake. It was like the intuitive nudges of my body was pulling me forward, and there was a sense of knowing that started to come online. It was like as soon as I got that trigger of the abortion and I started to really feel what was living within me, it opened up the gateway and the pathway to senses in my body that I had been shut down from. See, I had run from my body and didn't want to feel the pain or face the pain, and I was cutting myself off from this innate intelligence within my body. And so here then, my body's turned online and it's calling me to this path of womb awakening. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, and I decided to embark on this journey of diving deeply into my womb. And that's the journey that I had taken.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. I feel like we can go in so many directions from this point, but I want to make one point first, is that, first of all, it's not to like downplay or sort of knock down anyone's path, right? Mm-hmm. Because everyone's path is absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And we receive the perfect experiences, right? Because if we didn't go to those divine feminine teachers and gatherings, like, and we if we would have been told about the womb from the beginning, maybe we didn't have that hunger, that thirst for it to really go fully all the way, right? But now just understanding the contrast, right? For somebody who is in their spiritual awakening or going through that journey, and now, like you said, we don't even know the word womb, which is what I'm finding a lot. And mm-hmm. just in general, like, we don't use that word. We use uterus, and that's ovaries, right? And then we just talk about all the surgical procedures around that. But how was it like for you to think about the spiritual journey? And then I think this will be the last time we'll talk about the spiritual journey. We'll go into the deeper parts of the conversation. But the spiritual journey when you were not in the womb, let's say mm-hmm. from the head up, which it was very similar to exactly what I experienced. And then the spiritual journey once you were doing or being in, let's say, being in the womb. Mm-hmm. For somebody who maybe has no idea what that could look like.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful question. And what's coming through for me is, although I was connecting into the multidimensionality of life and these parts of myself up and beyond this space, I still was very disconnected from myself. And the shift for me was daring and bringing through all of the courage to start to really see me in every facet of my being. That includes the multidimensionality magic that exists beyond this space and time. And that also includes every single moment of lived experience that I've had in this lifetime, in this body, in this timeline. All of it, every single childhood moment, every personality, every chapter of my life, the call into my womb, into my body, was bringing me closer to me. And I started to feel and honor all the parts of me that I had never had an opportunity to truly feel. It was, you know, it's been a path of deeply feeling, really turning on the feeling body and accessing the innate rage, accessing the deep, deep wells of grief, the terror, the disgust, like all of these emotions that are so intense. But through that process, an honoring of self, it was almost as if I, you know, went up and beyond, accessed my higher self, and then that part of me got to be with me every step of the way, just being this beautiful witness to the divine, beautiful human that I am. And as I have gone back in time to my childhood and gone to these experiences, even the emotional states, it's an honoring. It's an honoring of self. And what that has shifted for me now is, instead of going up and away and seeking guidance and, you know, synchronicities outside of self, which still happen and it's still magical and beautiful, now I feel into my body and tune into the innate wisdom that lives within me. I feel into my yeses and my noes. My body is very clear on that. Whereas, you know, with my trauma history, at one point in time, I couldn't distinguish between my trauma, anxiety, and what my intuition was. That signal was so fuzzy for me, and it was almost like anything outside of me could have steered me off my true innate path. So what this path really has brought me into is a deep, deep, deep knowing of who I am at my core. What is the truth of my being? So now there is nothing outside of self that can sway me off of that. There is no one outside of me that can tell me who I am, what's best for me, what's best for my body, what's best for my lived experience. I tune into my body in each and every moment, and I know what is for me. What is the true path? What is this anchor, this compass that is so clear? And that was the descent of the womb for me. It's taken time to clear the channel, to clear that signal, to move away the cobwebs of trauma and emotions and all of those things, to really come back into this deep, deep, deep knowing of me at my core and the love that I have for myself and with myself that's beyond anything I could ever really put words to.
Very well said. So beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I think there's something about the womb that's extremely primordial, right? It's the most human essence of the human essences, right? It's like, what is more human than the womb, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we all pass through one to come into this earth. And as soon as we do, we forget about it, right? Like, okay, it served its purpose, right? On with the next. And so we were saying earlier how, before this conversation, how it was such a beautiful thing that we got to first access those beautiful, divine, magical realms outside of us in the cosmic universe, so that when we would descend, we would have something to hold on to, is exactly what you said yesterday or the other day. And I thought it was so perfect because the womb takes you so deep into the human story and so deep into the human aspect of being alive on this earth, most especially at this time, mm-hmm. what you will dig up, and this is the next step of this conversation we're going into, is so beyond what we are told is okay to unravel and to sit with and to be okay with and to move through that. Perhaps if we didn't go that high up into the cosmos or see that so blinding light, we wouldn't have that light to grab onto when we were in the depths of the descent, right? Mm-hmm. So it's so beautiful that, you know, life is all polarity. As high as you go, it's also as deep as you must go, mm-hmm. right? It's just one path. So now, speaking of that, right? Speaking of, okay, you went from being super high to being all the way called into the womb space and descending, let's say, into the human body, into the human life. And so now tapping into the womb space and going into that journey, right? Like, okay, we're in this journey of coming back into the body, unraveling and sort of cleaning up the soil. Can you talk a little bit about what you found in that process? And of course, in that process is when we tap into the womb, is when we tap into, like we just had the Yoni Steam client, right? She said, oh, I didn't even know those things were inside my womb, right? It's like, we don't know what's going to be in there. Mm-hmm. We walk into a dark room and we literally have to surrender and trust that the Divine Mother will hold us. And we have to be ready to accept whatever she shows us, right? The worst of the worst tragedies and the most beautiful and divine gifts of life. So can you talk a little bit about what you found when you went into the womb and how you moved through that?
Yeah, so I think first I'll speak to the womb space itself. Really, the womb is this space and place where the full spectrum of humanity exists, right? We think about this beautiful container that's literally forming life. It's forming a human vessel and bringing that into form, into the world. We carry our genetic DNA, our every lived experience of emotional and physicality within the womb. And so truly it is the deep, deep, dark space that births life. And that contains every part of humanity, right? Which you spoke about, the magic, the beauty, the quantum universe, right? And at the same time, the messy, the muck, the dark, the deep, you know, the parts of humanity that have lived in the shadows that we've turned away from and that we still yet perhaps have a hard time really turning towards. And so really the descent into the womb space is this journey of learning to surrender and welcoming everything that life presents you, turning towards every part of you that exists within you. It's the deepest shadow work, right? We speak of the shadow, these parts of self that perhaps we were told through society or through our family upbringing, parts of us that we deem unworthy or aren't good enough, we turn away from. And within the womb spaces, all parts of us that exist, and they're all existing within us. And so as we dive deep into the womb, we are called to face and feel and honor every part of us and every part of our ancestral history, every part of our childhood experience, our family patterns. I mean, everything lives within the womb. And so it can often be an initiatory journey of really, really feeling the pain, expressing and moving that out of the body. It is learning to love the parts of self that seemingly feel unlovable and to really start to weave, I feel like, a golden thread through the entire existence of your being, really. So it is this dark, like as you spoke of, this primordial energy, this part of self that is unknown. I feel that is, you know, a part of the reason why so many people live from the head up, is because to dive into the depths of the unknown can be scary, and that's so valid. And uniquely for both of us, our journeys took us down a different pathway in preparation for going into the deep and the dark. You know, every time I think about the womb, I think about the birthing process itself. I mean, there's blood and there's pain. I mean, there's like a whole range of emotions and physicality that's taking place. And it's not just this beautiful experience. I mean, it is the muck and it is everything. And so that is what the womb holds. It's all the parts of us, every part of us. And so this journey, I feel, if you feel the beckoning to the womb, it will happen in a way that's different than your normal sense of knowing. Your mind may tell you no, and your mind may not even feel inclined to embark on this path, but I feel there will be a stirring of the body in a way that starts to get your attention. And for a lot of women, honestly, it is through painful menstrual cycles, certain growths. PCOS is a huge predominant and cyst and fibroids. It's like your body starts calling out for you to start paying attention. And my hopes are that as we move collectively and expand the word of the womb and we speak of this, it becomes a pathway that doesn't need to get your attention to turn towards. We can start to welcome that in and express explore it in different ways that allow for us to start making that descent without our bodies physically having to get our attention. Because like for us, it was through the abortion, through the triggering of pain that we finally started to pay attention to her. Like, oh, this exists within me. I'm going to turn towards her now. And for a lot of women, I feel is the same. It's either through birth or through menstrual pain or some other symptom that's going on. Perhaps I see a lot of clients with repeating bacterial vaginosis or UTIs, and it's like this, your body's calling out for you. And so I feel too, that's kind of a signal to begin this journey, is if your body is really calling out for you, it's time. Although it may feel trepidatious and there might be feelings of fear and the unknown, I think that's the importance of knowing you have guides and there is a path that can hold you through that.
Yeah, and thank you so much for bringing to the surface what we're seeing so much in our society, which is women with all of these situations happening, whether it's cyst or PCOS or all of the things that we're finding, and now even more recently, 2020, 2021, with these new medical situations that are happening, like a lot of women that we're seeing, their menstrual cycles are throwing them out of balance, and that's like, that is the womb of the earth, that is Mother Sophia awakening and saying, listen to me roar, and if you do not, I will shock your body into that, right? Mm. So I love that you say that, because it's like, let's not do that as a human species anymore, right? Let's not wait for somebody's roar. Let's not wait for our bodies to give us the signal of illness. Let us create a society or community where we are bringing our well-being and our, I think of it as womb-centric, right? Mm. Like our womb is the center of our human body. And mm-hmm. so she's the one that tells us, how are we doing? How is our body? Even if we've had hysterectomies, and many times women believe that, okay, it's surgically removed, I don't have to worry about it. Or I had my tube tubes, totally, my womb is not in there. And it's like, whoa, let's come back to understanding what the womb is as an energetic portal. Right. So, all right. So now we have a bit of an idea of what the womb can bring up, and what it can represent. Right. And so what happens when you walk into this darkness of the mother, and what comes up is experiences of trauma or abuse? And how do you move through that with the work of the womb? Mm.
I feel the womb is so intricately connected into the body, the self, the somatic experiencing of one's being. And when we begin to descend deep into the womb and perhaps start facing, feeling into deep traumas, whether they're ours or ancestral, or perhaps, you know, experiences that our mother experienced that she had not healed or cleared, and we inadvertently took on in the womb as we were birthed into this world, we can begin to awaken into these deeply felt experiences. And trauma really impacts the nervous system. And the vagus nerve is directly connected into the cervix. And so it is directly tied into the nervous system. So for me, I see nervous system work being a paramount in any form of trauma, any form of womb work. It's really hand in hand. So finding ways of bringing stability and calm and ease and working with our nervous system. And we have so many beautiful modalities now that offer that. Breath work has been a huge medicine for me on my journey of trauma healing. I've been able to access and clear and heal so much of the emotional debris within my nervous system, and to really recalibrate my nervous system, and utilizing the breath to bring calm and ease back into my body, retraining my nervous system to know calm. And so the breath has been key, utilizing the breath with the womb. And, you know, there's cold plunges, there's TRE, which is trauma releasing exercises. There are different modalities that we have accessible to us now, like somatic experiencing with trauma therapists, that can really help to ground us and to start recalibrating our nervous system. I feel the descent into the womb is a doorway into the infinite. And then whatever comes in is presented to us, we have to see the support and the pieces of modalities outside of self that can help support us in that process. And so to me, I see it being all connected, but I deeply see nervous system calibration and work to be paramount so that we can really bring ease within the body again.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to share our offering that's coming soon. But before we get into that, so obviously you have experience in this, right? Because you had to live it. You had to do this kind of work to reintegrate and resensitize yourself, right? So just to give our listeners maybe some guidance, what was it like for you before and then after doing this kind of therapy work? Like, how did you feel in your body?
Yeah, that's a really beautiful question. You're really just bringing in gems, so deep gems. So I lived, I would say, the first 20 years of my life deeply dissociated from my body completely, like just not even in my body. And anytime I would even remotely start coming into my body, I would use substances or whatever I could to leave again. And so as I began to awaken and my life started to transform, I began to slowly take steps to start welcoming in my body as being a part of me again. The reason I was dissociated for so long is because the pain and the trauma and everything that I held on to through my life was so dysregulating that for me, I didn't have the coping skills and the tools necessary to be able to really be able to make sense of and to find regulation in those experiences. So it's, I guess the first thing I would say is it's a very slow journey. It's taking steps to start finding movement and spaciousness with being with uncomfortable sensation within the body and to welcoming in greater states of emotional expression. For me, it was almost unheard of for me to move my body in the way that I do now. So what that looks like is if I'm experiencing rage or anger and deep, deep, deep emotions like that coming up, the first thing I do is go to my body. I start punching it out with boxing, or I'm stomping my feet and putting on some shamanic sound and moving my body and dance and start rhythmically shaking and working with my body, and that energy starts to move out of my body. Previous to this journey, I never would have been able to access that innate intuitive wisdom of what to do with my body and how to move that energy out. It felt so overwhelming and almost as if it was stuck in my body. And it was the signal of like, oh no, this is too much. I don't want to be here. So as I've moved deeper into my womb work and into my body, I've started to tap into this wisdom that lives within me on how to actually be with and move that energy out. And same with the grief, like wailing, hands and knees on the ground, wailing and sobbing and allowing for that to really leave and move out of my body. It's an allowance now, an allowance of everything that exists within me, creating space to witness and experience everything that exists within me. And for me, I guess it's the deepest intimacy that I could ever know within my own self, to feel and to honor everything that arises within me. So that's another thing is, now if I start feeling something within my body, if I start having this intuitive nudge, or whereas once upon a time I would have doubted myself, now I trust and listen and know and honor myself, even if it seemingly doesn't make sense, right? And so I'll speak a little bit to this of my own trauma experience in childhood. It was a lot of gaslighting experiences, right? And so when we live through experiences where perhaps our external environment isn't actually mirroring back what's actually happening within, it can create this chasm and we start to doubt our lived reality. And for me, the descent into the womb and back into my body was an innate trust of self and an innate knowing of self. And so, as I was speaking to before, it's this trusting and knowing of this intuitive wisdom within myself, within my body.
Okay, so what would you say to someone who perhaps is on this journey and is like, curious to know what is happening with the womb, exploring their womb, but yet is also feeling like, that sounds a little too much for me. I don't really want to go that deep. And actually, I really don't need to because I feel fine. So even though I know I had traumatic experiences or I was abused sexually or physically or even emotionally, right? Because all of these things live in our womb. It doesn't have to be just physically sexual abuse. And they're just feeling like, yeah, I'm kind of good. You know, I don't really need to do all this stuff because it sounds a little like too intense. What would you say to somebody like that?
Well, I feel that it definitely takes a willingness, and that is needed, right, to really start going deep. It is a slow descent, and usually when I'm working with my clients that have experienced significant trauma, we take our time. We don't just trudge in and go deep, deep, deep into the trauma. Like, we are spiraling and circling around, building capacity within the nervous system and within the sensual body before going deep into the physical womb. What I would say to these women is taking a look at your relationships and your relationship to your sexuality, because those are the two places that tend to show trauma that's been undigested and unworked with. How are your relational dynamics? How are the intimacies that you're creating? Is your attachment style really supporting you? Are you really in a relational experience that is feeling safe, is feeling vital, that is filling you up? And then how are you relating to pleasure within your body and your own sexuality? Is that vital? Is that filling you up? And so those are the two key areas that I see so many women that are disconnected from really accessing and going deeply into their trauma when they think like, oh, I'm good, I moved past it, right? There's almost this sense of like, I moved past it. But really that's what that is it's a survival mechanism where you've survived. And I commend you all who are listening to this right now, because we had to survive. We had to move through those experiences, those horrific, mind-altering, life-shattering experiences. There is a part of us that had to piece ourselves together and move on to make it. But that continues to weave through our life. And the capacity for joy and pleasure and love and intimacy that is possible can't really be accessed until we go back and we face and we feel and we heal from those experiences that most of us haven't given the proper honor to, right? It is that survival that is the moving on, the picking up, and we had to survive. But there's a difference between surviving and thriving in our lives. And so I would just ask for a reflection of you, your relationship with yourself, with your body, with your relationships, with your sexuality. Are you truly living the embodiment of a life that fills you up and that is a heaven's yes to life, right? And if there's any area of your life that's still not truly filling you in that way, it is a call to go back and to look at those parts, because it will impact us and it stays with us. And I know women in their 40s and their 50s that had experiences in childhood that lived their almost their entire lives thinking that they were fine. And eventually, it is, like I keep saying, we cannot run from ourselves. And so there will come a time and a space and a place where it will come to the surface. And so, you know, it is all perfect, and wherever you are is perfect, right? We are all exactly where we're meant to be in each and every stage of our journey. And perhaps you're not ready yet to go there. And that is beautiful, and that is valid, and that is okay. But just to know, I think what I would say in speaking to the space right now is that there are modalities, there are practitioners, there is a plethora of resources available for when you are ready.
Yeah, well said. And I was just thinking earlier while you were talking, it's like when we come back into the work of the womb, or we come back into our own womb, it's like, and I love that you linked in the pleasure and the sexuality, because yeah, that's the center of the womb and what she carries and the gift that she gives us, right? And so when we come back to the womb, it's like our ability to make love with the life and the plane of reality in front of us, right? So like if that's been stripped away from you, whether it's at a young age or through abuse or through dysfunctional relationships or whatever the case, right? Because we all have our own stories, our ability to make love to the life that we live shrinks, right? So the womb brings us into this void of darkness to tell us like, it's okay, my child, it's ready. You're ready now to start making peace and loving these experiences. And at some point you will want to make love to the life that you are creating, right? Because the womb is, we are creatrixes, right? Yes. It's the creatrix of the universe. And so the potential, and I love it. And at the same time, I refrain from the terms of the power and the magic of the womb, right? Because we know in our lineages, like that's a real thing, but it's not something to throw around. And so to tap into that as a feminine, divine, you know, consciousness, it's humbling. It changes your reality. It changes your perspective, and it widens the experience of being a human. And I feel that when we experience things like we all have in certain ways, where it's, again, abuse, trauma, life circumstances, it's like you were saying, we think we got over it, but we're just survivors. We're just continuously surviving. And the crazy thing about the womb is that she hides nothing. She is the carrier and the holder of all. So like you said, eventually it will come out. And if it doesn't, your child will have to work through that. And if you are, for example, like me, I'm choosing not to have children, I will promise you it will come up through sacred union. I will promise you it comes up through that sacred relationship, because the womb is the center of that sacred relationship. And so you cannot hide from it. At some point it has to come out. Yeah. And yeah, sexuality and sacred union are two huge gates for that work to show itself if it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what we're co-creating, what the womb is asking us to co-create, and how we want to provide these tools and this space for more women to maybe open themselves up to this work, maybe just experience it, or maybe just to get curious about, maybe I'm not traumatized, but I want more. I want to explore my womb. So share a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have been called to offer a very, very special, beautiful ceremony for the feminine, a specific space for women to come together and to heal deeply into the body in whatever capacity that looks like. And so we are bringing forth a ceremonial space of merging womb work with breath work and sound healing. And, you know, both Celeste and I both utilize energy medicine, bringing forth energy healing, and utilize various tools. And so it's really going to be a space that is deeply held, that is bringing forth various modalities of healing and shifts for the feminine to come and be seen and be witnessed in your entirety, and to gather with other women. And breath work is such a powerful, potent access way into the body. And so really what we have foreseen, what we're really calling in, is a space where you can come as you are to really feel and express all that exists within you. The breath, as we circulate that through the body, can free up congested emotions and sensations. And the space we're creating is really for freeform expression, to move, to sound, to release. And I really see this as being a womb space that we create together, where there can be a release, there can be parts of you to let go of so you can rebirth yourself. And so that's the energetic container in the space we're creating, is utilizing this space where you can show up, come into this container, and start to really let go of anything that's still heavy within your womb, within your physical body, so that you can start opening yourself up more deeply.
Yes, and I'm so excited for it. I love that you said the word rebirth, because again, many times we think of the womb or the uterus like it's a birthing canal for the human body, and that's it. And to really understand that at some point in our bodies, in our lives, especially because we're living in these times, right? Everything is very accelerated, and no one's getting out of this work. At some point, we all have to do it, right? Because things are moving so quickly. And yet, whether we've had children or not, at some point we will have to experience that rebirth. And that rebirth, my God, is so intense, right? And yeah, I have found that the womb is the tool for that. Whether it doesn't matter what human body you're in, it's the center of the womb that will allow you to experience that rebirth. And it's deep work. And to be held in that space, I think, is very, very important, because it takes a certain quality of vulnerability and complete surrender. And yet at the same time, you have to be able to come out and say, I am still held and I am still seen, as opposed to now what? And that was, I think that's my passion around this work, is like, when I came out of this stuff, it was like, now what? And I had blindfolds on and I didn't know who to turn to. And to be able to offer the space where somebody feels like, now what? And we're like, now this. And we get to talk and converse and integrate and process the things that are coming up. That to me is so beyond valuable. And not only valuable, but so much of that process of the experience, like, you cannot complete the experience without it, right? To have that point of, now let's sit in this medicine and let's talk about what just happened, and let's accept it and honor it and release it or bring it in, right? Or go deeper. So yeah, I'm just super excited to put this together with you. Yeah. Do you want to have any final words about anything that we've spoken about the event or whatever? Inspiration?
Yeah, well, just speaking about the event, we're going to be providing more information about that, and I encourage you to reach out directly if you're feeling the call but are unsure if it's a space for you. We would love to, you know, speak with you and determine if this is the time and the space for you. One thing that I would speak to is, if you do feel a subtle stir within that there's a calling to this space and place, even if there is trepidation, perhaps fear of the unknown, I would just urge you to listen to that call. Just take that step to listen to that stir within, and know that you are held and you will be held and continue to be supported. And the space that we're creating is the capacity to hold you in that process. As Celeste was speaking to, the womb is the capacity of rebirthing ourselves in each and every moment. We get to choose who we are, and we get to reinvent ourselves every day. We get to wake up with each new day and decide what life we want to live and who we are meant to be. And I believe that, you know, this path of the womb, of the breath and the ceremonial space is a perfect, beautiful container to really allow you to step into more of who you really truly yearn to be and who you know yourself to be at the authentic core of self. And, you know, it's such an honor just to be here and co-creating with you, Celeste, and to have this as an offering that I feel was so deeply catalyzing and healing for me. You know, it's like most of the medicine and the work that I bring forward into the world is work that I've done myself, I've initiated into, I've walked that path. And so it lives within myself, and I get so lit up just knowing how vital and important it's been on my path, how much it's transformed me, how much I've died and been reborn so many times in this lifetime. But every time I'm reborn a newer, truer, more vital aspect of who I truly am at my core. And so to offer this space for other women and other sisters to step into that is just, it's just everything I'm here for.
Yeah, and I just want to break down something, because I know where you're coming from, and this is exactly, it's so perfect that we'll wrap up this conversation at this point. And you can take it as long as you want to, but you said something that's super important, and it's really important to denote the difference when you said, we get to wake up every day and choose who we are and choose what life to live. We're not just saying that, right? We're not just saying that, because I remember saying that when I was, again, before the womb work, where you do wake up and you tell yourself mentally, you psych yourself out in this spiritual distortion or misunderstandings is what they seem to be, where like, I'm just going to rewire my brain, right? I'm going to pretend, quote unquote, that I'm somebody new and I'm doing this new thing. And none of that work is anchored. So, and I know that when you say that from a place of knowing and doing the work and anchoring that I'm waking up to be a different person, but you're waking up anchored. And that requires transmutation, alchemy, and grounding. Mm-hmm. That's not just you throwing out some kind of spiritual concept of like, oh, I get to walk out the door and I'm going to be somebody else today, right? Like, and that's really, if anything, if you leave this episode with anything, is whether you come to the event or not, or maybe this is the first time you listen to the word womb or whatever, it's like there is a difference. And to have that discernment, especially now because the light is so bright, and because the spiritual, like, so many of us are being called to wake up and to do the work, and yet not be misguided by what is grounded, what is not, where is there discernment, where is there not. And you started it perfectly when you said, if you feel it within. Mm. And that's the only way to know, right? Mm-hmm. That's how the womb works, is like, she'll give you a nudge. And the mind has no idea why. You'll be like, this sounds like the craziest shit ever. I'm not even going near these girls. And then here you are signing up, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you know. Just let the womb, like we were saying earlier, we're just vessels. Like, we don't even get to decide. There's some crazy shit that we have to do. Like, whatever work we got to do, we're just going to show up and do it, because we know that when we don't listen, shit hits the fan and things don't work.
Yeah.
So we might as well just be humble and listen. So
yes.
In that sense, it's like, just listen and be guided. Whether it's to us or to somebody else, just allow the womb to speak.
Yeah, that one last thing that I'll speak to, just going off of what you spoke to, is I just posted this on my Instagram story last night. It's like this old saying is, change your mindset, change your life. And crossed out mindset, and it's now, change your nervous system, change your life. And the way that I view my nervous system is, my nervous system is my inner child. And the capacity to which I respond to the world and life around me is based upon my capacity of my nervous system to be with everything, stimuli and everything. And so, yes, just waking up and being like, I'm a different person today, is beautiful, but there's steps that need to be taken and places within self that need to be met, and so much that needs to actually take place for that to actually be true. And, you know, that would be a signal, you know, if I'm just speaking that into the world, is like, if there's a part of you, there's a pattern, there's a repetitive part of you that you keeps coming up that you know isn't in your highest, and that you keep setting out for yourself to shift and change and transform, but that it's continuously alive within you, that's the call to go deeper into the body. There's something within you deeply that needs to be met, felt, and released, alchemized to truly rebirth this new part of self. Even just that recognition and that awareness is a key, right? It's like, we need to be aware of, like, oh, okay, I wake up every day, and, you know, for me, I'll speak this into the space. For me, it was like, for a very long time, I was attracted to emotionally unavailable partners, right? And it was like, I kept, even with my conscious awareness, someone would walk through the door and I knew they were emotionally unavailable, but there was a stirring deep within me. But that was because there was undigested and unmet wounds of my childhood and attachment that was eroticizing this unavailability that I was attracting me to this to try to complete the process. So it was like every day I would wake up, I'm like, no, I want to meet someone who's secure and I'm secure and we're meeting each other in the depths of intimacy. But I would continuously attract that type of person into my life until I recognized, there is something within me that needs to be seen, met, and felt and witnessed so that I can really, truly shift this pattern. The energy of the womb is like a magnet. And so it's like, we are going to draw into our life and draw into ourselves all of these experiences that are still reflective of the energetics that are existing within the womb. So that would be, you know, just one last piece I speak to, is just the capacity to transform self, to really meet these patterns, and for you to truly transcend what you know isn't in your highest, is possible.
Okay, I have to say something else. I feel like we might have to keep spiraling until we're just called to finish, but because I just feel like, you know, it's been such a fucking crazy ride, right? Yeah. It's like, looking back, I wish somebody would have told me these things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now I'm like,
yes.
If it's coming out of me, I want to share it with more people so they can at least you could say, hey, she put the sign up, right?
Yeah.
But when you're saying that, I immediately go to my relationship with food, right? So I grew up as a professional dancer, highly restrictive, extremely, like, very distorted, the whole thing, right? Yes. So my relationship with food was very, very bad. It led me to the point where I actually got my master's in holistic nutrition. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to study this thing. I'm going to get down to it, right? That turned out to be a whole spiral in itself. Mm. Come to find out years later, even as a holistic nutritionist, even as a fitness instructor, great shape, still very distorted patterns with food. Mm. And I knew there was this obsession. What is going on? And it wasn't until I started working in the womb and with the feminine that it's not even, I didn't even approach the feminine with like, fix my food patterns. It wasn't even, that was already like, forget about it. I quit. Yeah. You know, I gave up on that. It, let it be. And now looking back, I realize my relationship with food has completely been rebirthed without me trying. But it's only because the work of the womb allows for all of these tiny little things that we don't even realize we're doing to be worked through.
Yes.
And food is such, obviously food is the medicine of the earth and of the mother, but it's like, why do we have all of these distortions?
Mm.
You know, these distortions that we have in the earthly existence with food, with sex, with pleasure, with authenticity, with inability to hold sacred union, like all of these things, we're just living in an earth that's been very distorted.
Yeah.
And it's because the mother has been stripped away from the earth, right? So like, we walk into this work with the womb, we don't know what's going to be healed, but we know on the other side, everything will eventually be worked through, you know? And
yeah.
For me, maybe it's not so much, I don't know, maybe it is, but maybe it's not so much the sexual trauma. Maybe
mm-hmm.
it's just more that trauma with my own body,
mm-hmm.
which is self-acceptance and understanding like food is medicine and sex is medicine and sacred union is medicine, is the mother is medicine. And we need all of that, you know? We don't even realize how much we need it because we never even had it. So we're like thirsty for it, but we don't even know what we're thirsty for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Final thoughts, final words, more conversations.
I feel like we definitely need to have another episode together.
Cause yeah.
I feel like there's so much
yeah.
coming through that like, I could have went off of that too. I'm like, oh, there's so much. But I think, yeah, for today, just so that, you know, this was a lot of information, really beautiful. I feel like we captured a lot of like really important aspects of this journey. And, you know, I guess a final piece to speak into is just there is a place to start wherever that may be. And, you know, whether that's working directly with me one-on-one and or, you know, Celeste has, you have your womb steaming, and there's just so many modalities that even just taking a step, even if the breathwork ceremony itself feels too big in this moment, there's steps that can be taken to prepare you to get to that space and place. And so I would recommend you reach out to us and just seek to start that explorative journey if you're feeling the call. If anything in this talk that you're listening to brought something forward for you, just know that we're here, we're available, we're holding, you know, medicine and insight and space for you, and that any place of beginning is perfect.
Yes, perfectly said. Perfectly said. There are so many tools. We've been guided through our experiences, through the work that we do, to create so much and to sort of have our own little baskets of practical modalities, right? So yes, please reach out if any of this calls to either of us. And we will see you next time. We will definitely continue this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sherazad.
Thank you.